The COVID-19 outbreak last year further hindered the country's road to recovery. Today, there is an influx of unskilled youth seeking employment in a market where more technical skills are needed to maintain a growing economy. Poor quality of skills is a significant constraint preventing firms from modernizing and improving product quality even as more private sector investments are entering the country. Urgent action is therefore required to create employment opportunities with a view to reducing the lingering effects of the marginalization of the country's young people, who constitute the largest segment of the population, said former UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in a report. Empowering the youth. As the pandemic heightens the urgency of Sierra Leone's unemployment problem, internal and external agencies are springing into action to boost employment prospects for the country's young people. The International Organization for Migration's $3.4 million, €2.81 million, vocational training program registered its 940th participant in March 2021. It aims to train 2,000 unemployed young people in relevant work skills such as repairing and operating farming, road construction and mining machinery. The same month, the UN Industrial Development Organization and Japan's government signed a $3.88 million, €3.21 million, agreement to establish automotive training centers, which will equip over 10,000 Sierra Leoneans with automotive repair and maintenance skills. Sierra Leone's government is also actively involved, having established the National Youth Commission in 2010 to coordinate strategic planning and policy development to create more youth employment opportunities. This comes on the back of its collaborative work with non-governmental organizations, NGOs, from 2010 to 2012 to alleviate youth unemployment by creating jobs, building economic development and supporting a sustainable employment ecosystem through various policies and institutions. Related articles go teach, improving educational opportunity and employability. The goal of DPDHL Group's Go Teach program is to improve the employability of young people, especially those from disadvantaged socioeconomic backgrounds. More recently, international NGO SOS Children's Villages, in partnership with Deutsche Post DHL Group, launched a Youth Can project and Go Teach program for youth employability in Sierra Leone in April 2021. At DHL, our purpose is connecting people and improving lives. In some way, the Youth Can project, in partnership with SOS Children's Villages, resonates with the aspect of improving lives. We believe that this project will help to transform our youth and give them the impetus to overcome challenges and to be self-reliant, said Alfonso Pratt, country manager, DHL Express Sierra Leone. The initiative will directly benefit 350 vulnerable young people with skills training, a business startup for young entrepreneurs, employability and mentorship. This will help them successfully transition from school to becoming independent and having a decent job, key requisites that will empower youth and set them up for a better, more secure future.